You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. Woo! New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I do not need to introduce Todd Adkins, yep, because he did it himself with his what?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, which recently on our Five Leadership Questions podcast,
Daniel,
when we finished out the episode, you said goodbye, goodbye.
I did, because you always say hello, hello.
Yeah, you know, I don't do that on the New Churches podcast.
And you always introduce, so Ed and I never... You never let us do anything.
But on the Five Leadership Questions one, I host. Yeah. So then I say, hello, hello.
It's great. You should listen.
Yes. Does that make me sound nice?
Well, you sound Canadian. So
okay. So Canadians are nice, or not all Canadians are nice.
Yeah. Not really?
No. They can be mean.
Oh.
Especially when you know. Yeah, I don't want to go there. So... What were you going to say? Hey, do not diss maple syrup.
Or hockey.
Hey, college football in America is kind of like hockey in Canada.
Really?
The passion. College football is Saturday night, right? Well, Saturday. In Canada, Saturday is hockey night in Canada.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
All right. Where is our question from?
Our question is from... not a person.
It's not from a person.
No, we're actually going to play a snippet of our Moving Toward Multisite course. So this is a neat course that we've developed on newchurches.com.
It's a neat course?
Yeah, it's neat. Does that
is
sound
it
nice
neato
as
mosquito?
Well? Neato mosquito, super, super. But this is a course that we've done. It's a course all about, hey, if you're thinking about moving toward a multisite model, right, maybe you're there. Maybe you have one campus, and you're trying to figure out how do we do our third campus, or you don't have any, and you're like, hey, should we build a new building or should we do a campus? This is what that course is all about. Because at newchurches.com, obviously we serve church planting, we serve multi-site, but our heart is multiplication. So whether you start a new campus or you start a new church, multi-site is an option that more and more people...
Just reach people for Jesus.
Multiply. Exactly. So that's a course at newchurches.com/multisite. But we actually wanted to play a little snippet of the course. Jeff Surratt, one of the experts in the multi-site world. Mm-hmm. He's one of our main speakers on this course. And he talks about funding, kind of the nuts and bolts around this. So if you have been toying around with the idea of multi-site, listen in, because we're gonna learn.
In this course, we're taking a look at how multi-site might work in your context. Multi-site certainly isn't a answer for every church. In fact, most churches probably don't need to go multi-site. But for others, it's a huge help to answer a lot of challenges. And so we want to look at how does it work in your context? Will multi-site work for you? And in another session, we discussed some of the crucial questions you need to answer before you dive in. Why are you doing multi-site, and is everybody on board, and is your church healthy? We also talked in another session about what should you reproduce. We looked at some of the major questions of what are your values, and what are you good at, and what is reproducible, and what should you not reproduce? In this particular session, we want to talk about one of the most crucial questions. How are you going to pay for this? There's somebody at your church, on your leadership team, on your elder board, who is saying, hey, this all sounds great, but it also sounds expensive. How in the world are we going to find enough money to pay for this new venture? So let's talk about it. How do you pay for it? Well, there's a lot of different answers to that, but before we dive into specifics of funding, a couple of questions you need to look at. You have to ask yourselves, what is the cost of doing nothing? What does it cost the church or the kingdom if we don't do anything? If we're already maxed out in building space and we don't add any more space or any more services, if there's a community that desperately needs a life-giving church like ours and we don't reach out to that community, what is the cost of that? So it's always good when you're counting the cost to look at the cost of not doing something. Now, another question that most churches deal with when they are considering multi-site is, do we go multi-site or do we build a bigger building? And, you know, there's no one right answer for that. Again, there's no one size that fits all. What I've discovered, at least in my experience and working with Seacoast Church in South Carolina, with Saddleback out in California, and then consulting with dozens of churches around the country, so I've found that most often multi-site is much less expensive than building another building. Of course, it depends somewhat on your model, and some models put a lot of money into new buildings. But as you're looking at how do we pay for multi-site, look at the alternatives and compare. What are the costs of doing nothing? What are the costs of building another building right where we are? So how do we know? How do we fund our new multi-site campus or campuses? Well, there's some crucial questions you need to ask yourself first as you're getting into this new realm. So when you're considering the funding question, one of the first things you have to figure out is, what model are we going to use? In another session, we kind of outlined four basic models of multi-site that most churches follow, and which model you use greatly impacts the amount of money that it's going to cost to pursue that model. First model we talked about was one that utilizes video teaching. While there are a lot of advantages to using video teaching, it also can be pretty expensive. When I was at Seacoast Church, the very first time we decided to do video, I sat down with a consultant and said, okay, help me out. How much is video going to cost? He smiled and he said, how much would you like it to cost? The reality is, you can spend as much as you want on video. I've seen churches do an effective job with video teaching, which is one camera and a playback mechanism, a computer or a videotape machine of some kind, at their one off-site campus. And that can be effective depending on your setting and what the people in your congregation are used to. I've also seen hundreds of thousands, even over $1 million, invested just in the video acquisition equipment and then the replay equipment. But you first ask, are we going to use video teaching, or are we going to utilize video some way in our model? And that will greatly impact how you raise funds and the funding that you will need. Another question on the model piece is, are you going to be a regional campus? Remember, when we talked about regional campuses, they tend to duplicate the original site, sometimes spend as much as $40 million on another building. You may not be spending that much, probably or not, but if you are going to duplicate an original site, it can be rather expensive, especially when you go into a 24/7 location, either as a new build or doing tenant improvements on an existing site. Now, if you do the low-risk model that we talked about previously, I've seen churches that launch new sites with less than $5,000. Again, no video teaching, no permanent site, usually very little staff, very little marketing, but it certainly can be done for less than $5,000. So your model will greatly impact your funding, and it's one of the first things that you want to make a decision on as you're considering going multi-site. Another question, after you've kind of answered the model question, is how many do you think you'll launch? Some churches say, well, we're going to launch one site, or we're going to launch one or two sites. Others say, we really feel like we're going to have three or more locations. You really need to think through this up front. We made this mistake years ago. When we launched our very first site, we really didn't think about going beyond that first site or second site. And so the very first site we launched, we went into an existing retail site, and we did rather expensive tenant improvements on that site. Then when we went to launch our second and third sites, well, they wanted to know, when are we going to get those kind of tenant improvements? We want big screens, you know, we want the great coffee bar and all of the other bells and whistles we put into that very first site. We couldn't do that. And we didn't have the money to replicate that first site over and over and over again. So I think the more upfront that you think through, is this going to be one and done, or maybe two? Or do we really feel like that we should be eventually launching a third, a fourth, and maybe beyond that? Because that will greatly impact, or should greatly impact, how much money you put into that very first location. Another question you ask as you're considering funding for multi-site is, what are our financial expectations? In other words, do you expect each site to pay for itself? Do you expect the new site to come up with money for an eventual building? Do you expect them to be able to operate on their own on their own funding, so what comes in through the offering plate pays all of their bills? Or will you have more of what I call a shared purse budget, where all of these sites will operate out of one large budget? How you answer that question, again, will greatly impact how much money you put into the offsites and where the money comes from. Now, another question on the upfront piece is, do you see spinning this church off someday as its own church plant? That can greatly impact how you do funding. I talked to a church the other day that had invested several $100,000 into one of their offsite campuses. Now they were considering spinning that off as a church plant, but they were trying to figure out how can they balance out the amount of investment they made into this site, knowing that investment is going to no longer be a part of that original campus. So you have to think through, is this going to be a freestanding church someday? And that'll impact the funding questions.
So in the rest of the session, Jeff then goes on to talk about how to raise the money needed to fund this multi-site vision. So I know a lot of what he just talked about was setting the stage for the entire conversation, but you need to have the conversations in order to even just look at, hey, okay, now we actually do want to fund this.
What I love is what he just did was extremely practical and conversational. So it's like you're sitting down with him and he's just been like, okay, here's the deal. Here's what you should do, or here's what you could do. You could do this or you could do that, but here's what you need to know if you do that.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this particular episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So if this is interesting to you and you are thinking about starting your first campus or your second one, or trying to figure out, should you buy a new building or start another service or start another campus, this is going to be a great course for you to just dip your toes into the entire world of multi-site. So be sure to go to newchurches.com/multi-site. And if you use the coupon code multi-site podcast before February 1st at midnight central time, then you're going to get 25% off the course. All right. That's 25% off if you use the coupon code multi-site podcast before February 1st at midnight. And if you're a Plus member, you actually get 50% off because you get the 25% off coupon this one. And then you add your Plus member one on top of that. All right. So be sure to check that out. We've had a ton of people sign up for annual membership before they ever purchased their first course. Because if you do annual membership, you actually get $75 to spend on any course as well. So that's been a neat thing that we've seen over and over again, and which is why we have a reward system, kind of like a credit card, right? But you know, it's how do you incentivize people who are really benefiting and loving this material? So be sure to do that before February 1st, and we will catch you next time.